mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, this month has just blasted past us. It is already Friday, the 30th day of July, 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we'll be live for the next 3 hours. It will be Open Line Friday. Any issue you want to discuss, any topic you want to raise, any question or comment you have, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Well, while the media, while Drudge and others focus on the balloons not falling properly yesterday, this is of utmost importance, or Kerry in a NASA bunny suit, and ooh, he looks scary. Why don't we focus on Kerry's Freudian slip of saying we need to double our terrorist forces, need to double our terror attacks? It's like Bush has slipped up, I think, about 20 times that I've seen. I mean, it's more than that. We need to create chaos. I mean, order out of chaos. We need to have more terror attacks. I mean, just on and on and on and on. We've had world leaders slip up on TV and go, oh, and the missile hit TWA Flight 800. Oop. These guys just can't hide it, folks. They just cannot hide it. Now, I read the transcript on the London Guardian. The transcripts in the U.S. have been falsified. I also got about, I don't know, 30, 40 emails of people that saw it. I did not see it. But I bet money that there are dozens of you out there listening who taped it, who are listening right now, and it's about two-thirds of the way into Kerry's speech, and we have the text of it on the website and the transcript. But I'd love for one of you to call in, and now would be a good time before the phones fill up. If you have that clip, cue it up on your VCR and play it for us. And if you did tape it, please send it to me. I've got a tape rolling right now trying to record it when Kerry's speech comes back up on C-SPAN, but I had to leave the house, and I don't know if it'll... I don't know. The C-SPAN schedule's kind of weird. Though I did catch again Giuliani being yelled at and people saying that, you know, the government created Al-Qaeda, you're behind it, and... Got a chance to catch that from another angle. It's kind of strange that C-SPAN is re-airing that, but from a different camera than one I originally recorded it from. So that was interesting. I did catch that this morning. Folks, I'm overwhelmed. I mean, I can't keep track of this anymore. And for my sanity, I don't watch a lot of the world leaders on television. I just read what they say and then later go back and look at tapes that you send me that you've specially marked. It's a vice I have that I don't watch television. I really should monitor enemy transmissions. I frankly have a better view on what they're up to and what they're doing when I would force myself to watch an hour or two of it a day. But I just can't watch serial killers. I can't watch those involved in the attacks. I mean, this morning, live on television, they had Chairman Keene and others, globalist cover-up artist, up there saying there's going to be more attacks, we can't stop them, got to let the CIA run the country, got to reorganize the whole government, Homeland Security isn't enough, doubling in anti-terror funding isn't enough, and it doesn't matter what you do, there's still going to be giant attacks, but you got to do this, and Congress has to give up all its authority, and it was just horrible. Just absolutely out of control, and that was live, so I flip over to the other C-SPAN channel, and it's from a couple months ago with Giuliani, with people standing up screaming at him, saying the government's behind the attacks, basically. We interviewed those folks that did that, by the way. And I did it last night. I had read the 9/11 Commission report online, but I went ahead and bought a copy of it, and it's just so full of lies. Oh, perhaps next week I'll do a show on it where I go chapter by chapter and just the blaring lies and misrepresentations and twisting, and just, folks, there's so much coming up. I really hope you'll stay with us today. We're going to cover just a ton of vital information. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it's Open Line Friday, the 30th day of July 2004. We're now into the second segment, 8 minutes and 20 seconds into this first hour. I just want to first off say that I am so thankful to God for my family, for this country, for all the great listeners of this broadcast, to all the wonderful affiliates that have the courage and the love of this nation to have the incredible strength of mind to carry this broadcast. I salute you. And I want to commend all of the sponsors, and I want to commend the folks running the broadcast at the GCN Radio Network that have never once tried to censor what I say and what I do, that have frankly given me about zero guidance, which I think overall is a good thing. And I want to, again, thank you, the listeners that have supported this show, this broadcast, this counter-programming. And you know who you are, the people that have bought my videos, that have gotten the books. If it wasn't for you, we couldn't do this. And some of you out there that have done things we never ask you to do, it's just amazing, and you've blown me away, and you have no idea how your support has really made a lot of amazing things possible. And again, I want to thank you so much. And I'm just thankful that I'm alive after the horrible car wreck that I had with my father this last Sunday in between Fredericksburg, Texas, and Johnson City, when tornadic winds, a tornado had set down at the very time, just a mile or two from where I was at, blew us off the road into two huge oak trees, and I could have very easily lost my father or myself, but that doesn't really matter compared to my father. And so I'm in a very thankful mode And that's a good place to be. We should be there every single day. And I'm ashamed of the fact that sometimes I get a little too bitter and I'm not thankful. I would also implore all of you that have my films, that have Road to Tyranny, that have Masters of Terror, that have Police State 3 Total Enslavement, that have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, those of you that already have my videos and that were impressed with them, I would really ask you to seriously think about making some copies of those videos and giving them to your friends, your family, your neighbors, opinion makers, people that can affect the lives of hundreds, thousands, even hundreds of thousands, talk show hosts, pastors, your rabbi, your mayor, your county commissioner, your sheriff, your state police officer that lives next door to you. It is so important that we all cease to be spectators and get involved. So if you have my films, if you have my videos, if you have them in your hands and you were impressed with them, I beg of thee to make copies of them. I beseech you to get them out to everyone in your area because, frankly, these are some of the best films out there in existence. And I authorize people to make copies, and it has a big effect. It's had a big effect, but it can even have a bigger effect. And for those of you that have already made copies of the films, that have already aired them on your local access station, or already showed them to your VFW hall, or already showed them at the local movie theater, do it again, and continue to do it, and make your own films, and put up your own websites, and get your own radio shows, and help shift the paradigm out of darkness and lies into the light, into the exposure of the New World Order. And that said, my friends, I just briefly wanted to tell you about an important sponsor. Ready Reserve Foods has gained the reputation of providing virtually the finest dehydrated storable foods available. Perhaps that's why they are the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in the United States. Food units need no refrigeration because they are nitrogen-packed, which vastly extends their shelf life. The food units are compact and can be customized to fit your individual needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for half price by calling 800-453-2202 or visit their website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. If you have been procrastinating because you don't know where to begin, call Ready Reserve Foods. They have a great catalog and ask for their free emergency preparedness checklist. Or call now and get a deluxe 3-month supply of nitrogen-packed storable food at half price for only $2.49 by calling 800-453-2202. Again, I don't sell magic amulets or magic machines that heal every disease. I don't promote that. I promote films, books, high-quality water filters, maps of the country, preparedness films, high-quality storable foods, because I believe it's good to just be prepared. And by the way, I have gotten a year supply from these guys. It is important. It is an insurance policy. And the government storing foods, building giant bunkers, bivouacking huge amounts of troops and weapons, openly talking about a total martial law, shutdown of society. And folks, when we have a tornado or when a hurricane hits the South or Texas, I mean, sometimes there's not food on the shelves for a week. People panic. Imagine a real disaster, whether you live in California with the earthquakes or the wildfires, or you live on the East Coast with the hurricanes, or any of this. It's just a good insurance policy. Forget about terrorism, which the government says is going to happen and is going to get worse, no matter how many liberties we give up and no matter how we reorganize the government. It's just important, and I believe in this. 800-453-2202. And to get those discounts, tell them Alex Jones sent you. ReadyReserveFoods.com or 800-453-2202. And there's a banner to ReadyReserveFoods and InfoWars.com at the bottom of the main page. Now, I said open phones. We're going to go to your calls, and we're going to go to your calls throughout the broadcast today. No guest, because I want to have a chance to talk to everybody and cover the news. But I'm really disgusted by the media focusing on Kerry in a clean suit, a bunny suit at NASA. Oh, he looks goofy. And this is such a serious issue. It's all, how does the haircut look? That's how shallow we become. Or, oh, the balloons didn't fall. And one of the people running the convention, one of the engineers, after telling him about 30 times to drop the balloons, cussed at them. This does not matter, folks. But the same neocons making a big deal out of this don't care that Dick Cheney calls up threatening congressmen, cussing at them, cussing at senators on the Senate floor. I mean, he's known for this for decades. Mr. Cheney. Boy, is he vicious. And I'm not here supporting Kerry. Kerry is an absolute replete monster with this spliced half-fake video they air and the ridiculous salutes last night and, I mean, just total manipulative propaganda. But does Drudgy and all the rest of the neocons, do they focus in on what Kerry said last night? Oh, no. No, 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 no. They focus in on the hairstyle, on balloons, on things that do not matter. Well, guess what? I didn't see it, but I read the London Guardian transcript, and I got just masses of emails. I mean, I only read about 10 or 15 of them, but there were many, 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 many others. Kerry's Freudian slip, we will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. And we've got Bush saying, you know, we're behind the terror. I mean, we're going to fight the terror. And Bush saying, we need chaos. We're here to bring chaos. I mean, order out of chaos. That's a total Illuminati maxim. And just all these Freudian slips. And there have been so many of these by world leaders over and over again. Here's an email from a listener. Dear Alex, I could not believe what I heard with my own ears. John Kerry said this during his speech at the DNC on Thursday night, July 29th, at approximately 10:32 EDT. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. Then he corrected the Freudian slip. I am sure that you or one of your other aware listeners caught this, but just in case you did not, I wanted to alert you. It will probably be deleted out of the official transcript. Yes, on the major websites, it's been deleted. Fox, of course, working with them as usual. They're good buddies. It's all staged. And they've all deleted it. But I went with several transcripts. And the news media playing clips of this has cut that out for him, very friendly fashion. And here's another one from another listener. All the video clips I've seen of this speech have been segmented and have left this part out, another listener, at 22 minutes into his speech, and it goes on. We will double our special forces to conduct anti-terrorist operations, he corrected after he said terrorist operations. And you could say, oh, you know, it's a mistake. I mean, everybody says something wrong, and it sounds bad occasionally, but all these guys continue to do this. I mean, how many Freudian slips have there been? How many outright mess-ups where they say, oh, yeah, we blew up Building 7, or Giuliani, oh, yeah, FEMA was on the ground beforehand, we just so happened to be running a drill that morning, and then went in, you know, to total detail after they've been denying it for months, for years. So it's pretty important, folks, because they altered the transcripts. But the London Guardian didn't. But again, I haven't seen it. I just got tons of emails, and I believe it happened, and the transcript says he did. If you saw it, can you call in and confirm this for us, or do you have it? Can you cue it up into the speech? I guess halfway into the speech. I was saying two-thirds. I guess I'm wrong. Can you play that for us, put the phone to the TV? Can you type it for me when it airs again? I'm trying to catch it, but in between doing four or five radio interviews a day and telling people what to put on the websites, you know, post on my sites and, you know, paying bills and walking dogs and brushing teeth and eating dinner. I mean, I just never stop, you know, with all the... I did an 18-hour day yesterday. That was really enjoyable. I'm not whining. I just need your help. Unhappy workers should take Prozac, Bush campaigner says. And this is out of Reuters. Well, why not? It's admitted that his daddy takes it. And they're now reporting from very credible sources. Capitol Hill Blue never lied about Bill Clinton. They really exposed him. They're saying Bush is completely nuts and cussing at people and now been heavily drugged. Well, this is Reuters. Well, we'll tell you about this when we get back. It says if you don't like losing your job, just take Prozac. That's what they do when the troops get sick and ill from radiation or the injections they're given. They just say, hey, you may be dying. You may have lost 80 pounds. You may be in a wheelchair now from running a marathon a few years ago, but... we're going to put you on some Luvox, okay? Shut up. Well, now, if you don't like losing your job, just go on drugs. That's right, go on drugs. It's all part of the conservatism. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Unhappy workers should take Prozac, Bush campaigner says. Reuters, a campaign worker for President Bush said on Thursday, American workers unhappy with low-quality jobs should find new ones or pop a Prozac to make themselves feel better. Why don't they get new jobs if they're unhappy or go on Prozac, said Susan Shabani, an assistant to President Bush campaign spokesman Terry Holt. And it says the comment was apparently directed to a colleague who was transferring a phone call from a reporter asking about job quality and who overheard the remark. When told the Prozac comment had been overheard, she said, oh, it was just kidding. While recent employment growth has buoyed Bush's economic record, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry has argued that new jobs are not as good as those lost due to outsourcing in recent years. Nearly 1.1 million jobs have been lost since Bush took office in January of 2001. Look, Kerry supports NAFTA and GATT. Kerry supports us. Again, these guys act like there's a difference. They try to give you the illusion that there's some type of choice out there, this false choice. And by the way, income tax returns were down by almost 3% this last year. They were down another 4% the year before that, another 2% the year before that. So overall, let me see, 3-2-2. I mean, that's quite a loss over the years. That's a 7% loss in jobs, folks. And yes, people are getting hamburger jobs, which are considered manufacturing. Bush says they're considered high tech. I mean, he actually said that in a report he put out earlier this year, and he says that outsourcing jobs is our greatest export. He actually said it's good. We need to accelerate it. And a weak dollar is good. And I guess jumping off a cliff 5,000 feet to spikes at the bottom with dripping with poison is good, too. You know, spikes dripping with poison, just jump off the cliff 5,000 feet and plunge onto them with no parachute, and it'll be good for you. So they're also cooking the economic numbers. They're much worse than they say. You can look around you and see that with the continual factory shutdowns, the continual job layoffs. They count people that go off the unemployment rolls as employed, by the way. So as millions go off the unemployment rolls every 6 months or so, they go, my gosh, we have gotten lots of jobs. Why, look at the unemployment rolls. Folks, I know people who are smart, intelligent, hardworking, who try to go the establishment route, who have 1 degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees. And yeah, they're maybe getting $20,000 a year with their doctorate degree, working part-time for some institution, and then they go and they work at the grocery store as a checkout person another 5-6 hours a day, and then on the weekend they go and they have a job and they try to sell stuff on eBay. And, you know, we're not meant to be working 60, 70 hours a week, folks. And they go, well, you're just against the American system. No. I believe in free market, and NAFTA and GATT and all of this is not free market, folks. China having a 40%+ tariff on us, our average tariff 2%. Mexico, NAFTA is a one-way street. They don't have to do any of it. They don't have to follow any of the rules. It's all for America. I mean, you know this has been bad for the economy. They can tell you all day it's been great and it's so good and it's going to get even better. And, oh, the high-tech layoffs are going to get 7 times worse in the next 4 years. That's the Congressional Budget Office. 7 times worse. And you remember it. Bush said we're going to accelerate it and it's good and a plunging dollar's good. And he said fast food jobs and restaurant jobs should be considered factory high-tech employment. So, you all heard it. You know it. You know what's going on. And so if you want to, and Kerry isn't going to save you, folks. Kerry isn't going to save you. The Federal Reserve is printing money like it's going out of style at 1,000,000 miles an hour. They've never printed this much money. And still, the IRS is reporting that their cash receipts are way down. And oh, but guess what? CEOs had a record profit this year. They all got the average 15% increase. Wow. Oh, and I forgot. Government workers in the U.S. got a 4% raise on average. And I saw an article in the Statesman yesterday where Travis County workers got a pay raise last year. They're getting another one this year. Oh, so luscious. Things are going good in government, though, boy. They got us on the run. They're carrying out the terror attacks. They got us all scared. They're setting up all the prisons and the scanners and the trackers. And, man, they got us right where they want us. We're their slaves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band.
Another ragtag band.
Declaring.
Declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For their descendants. Thanks to the renegades. I'm free today. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the sacrifice you made so I wouldn't be a slave. Thank you. And the lives you lead, you were far ahead of your time. Without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. And I'll tell you this, when it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. Absolutely, folks. I mean, that's all human history has been, is ragtag bands standing up against tyranny. Government has always been tyranny, always been evil, always been abusive, always done horrible things, always gotten crazier and crazier and more out of control when no one says no to it. And then you look at these yuppies and these hippies and these neocons and these bleeding heart liberals and all these fools who don't know history, who don't know anything, and they'll sit there and argue with us when we know what we're talking about. We spend our lives studying what the New World Order is, tracking what government does, Folks, their lies are so legion, you can't even chronicle them now. You can't even chronicle the lie, stacked on twisting, stacked on misrepresentation, and just the corruption, the stinking, rotting corruption and evil and insanity and just corrupting power. And the folks, this morning, again, I tuned in to live television with Congress senators interviewing the 9/11 whitewash commission. And it was just, oh, you're so good, and oh, we're going to be attacked for sure, we've got to have the CIA take over the whole economy and reorganize, and we're going to have to give up all our freedoms, and it's still not going to protect us. It's only going to get worse, and this is the way it is, and blah, 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 blah. And I have to sit there knowing that the people are in business with the Bin Ladens and involved in the Carlyle Group and involved in Halliburton and involved the Democrats, the Republicans. I have to look at people on the Senate panel talking to the Whitewash Commission who were on the intelligence committees who blocked evidence and met with the Bin Ladens on the morning of 9/11 and helped basically carry out the attacks. I mean, folks, to sit there. Imagine, I've used this analogy before, and we'll go to your calls. Imagine that they catch a serial killer, and he's got 20 bodies out in his backyard, and they dig up the bodies in front of everyone, and there's let's say videotapes of the person killing the people, and everybody knows it, and the evidence is out in the open, and then the serial killer sits there as the judge and the prosecutor, and calls in some innocent person and has a kangaroo trial concerning that. And then you'd have to sit there and watch the killers, watch the people involved. I mean, it's like watching Adolf Hitler run the Nuremberg trials or something. And then they call it independent. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. I had read part of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission report online. Please do not buy it. But just so I could hold up a copy on television and show how they're making money off this, by the way, with a private publisher, I went to the bookstore late last night before it closed and bought one and stayed up till about, I don't know, 2, 3 in the morning reading it, and it was just unbelievable. I mean, you'd have to write like a 10-volume set just to counter the lies in this travesty. And I asked the girl at the counter, she said, oh, they're buying them like candy. They're just grabbing them up. We're selling thousands at that one bookstore. There were big pyramid piles of them. So you know what I want you to do? I want you to, if you've got Road to Tyranny, my video, or Masters of Terror about 9/11, I want you to jam them in the VCR, and I want you to make 10 copies of them. And I want you to make 10 copies next week and 10 copies the next week. We have got to counter these liars. It just drives me up the wall. Oh, I mean, this thing dwarfs the Warren Commission. I mean, the Warren Commission, by and large, didn't have people intimately involved in the Kennedy assassination on it. Just people in government whitewashing it. This commission, and they're disgusting. And Keene's Atlantic British accent is going to make me throw up. I just can't handle it. All right, that's enough. I said I'd go to calls. Wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. There is so much other news coming up. Should we fear not being ready for a terrorist on Election Day? Talking about suspending the election, how good it is. Unhappy workers should take Prozac. More on that. Kerry Edwards start cross-country trek of lying. That doesn't matter. The most important thing is the balloons didn't fall. That's very important. Men wrongly jailed for murder to pay prison lodging cost. That's the new freedom. Good news, Maryland ruled liable in abuse and neglect cases. This is the Baltimore Sun, where CPS tortures and kills children. They're going to be held liable. You're 5 times more likely to be abused in their custody than anybody else's. Most dangerous place for child abuse in their custody. That's Fed's own numbers. U.S. lacks records for Iraq spending. Just billions here, missing there, billions there, all private cash machine. Homeland Security given data on Arab Americans from the census. Now you're going to get your yearly census asking hundreds of questions. Woman arrested for chewing in D.C. Metro Station, AP. The police officer admits that she was not in the train station, but he saw her put a piece of candy bar in her mouth. And he said, finish chewing that. She laughed and said, what are you talking about, businesswoman? She was eating a vicious payday bar. And she may be charged with terrorism, ladies and gentlemen. She was arrested because not following orders aids terrorist. Folks, I have two articles on this. I'm not joking. And the AP admits, the police said, well, she was chewing. And, well, you're not allowed to do that. Okay, well, old part of the freedom. I remember a thing in D.C. a few years ago, before 9/11, the honor student, she was the highest graded student in the class, 14. In D.C., a lot of the school buses are just city buses, and so she rode back on that. But cameras watch to make sure children get off at their stop. She's 14. And we had her on the air, by the way, and this was all on video. It was in the Washington Post. They said it was very good that they did this. And she got off one stop earlier for a hot dog stand, got some French fries, and the police came and arrested her, and they used the footage to show they'd been alerted that she got off at the wrong stop, and she was arrested and charged and got off, said, 200 yards before her house to buy some French fries at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So, again, this is all part of the new freedom. So, again, I'll cover that, and they're going to expand the TSA Trusted Traveler to make all of us do it. Again, let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, thanks for holding. I appreciate it. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, it's a great show. I'm glad you touched on that woman in D.C. because that was on the local news this morning. In fact, the local news channel here in Chicago, they were talking about it at 7:30 this morning, and people were just appalled, saying, how could they arrest this woman?
Look, that was the earlier AP article. There's another one now that they claim they were going to drop charges, but now there's a discussion of not following an order in that area could be considered terrorism because she could have disrupted them, kept them from stopping a terrorist.
It's unbelievable. Alex, I have my own story that just happened to me yesterday. I rent a house in a suburb of Chicago, and the landlord has upstairs, it's an older house built in the 1920s, and the upstairs is a separate in-law apartment, and it's for rent for a single person.
You weren't chewing on the last piece of a candy bar, were you?
No, I was not, but the village man came in his village car, pulled up with the woman, and got out. It had the village logo on the door. He got out, and he said, is this your car? I have an old 1963 Dodge that I bought from Montana that I was restoring, and it just happens to be on sale on eBay. And I have no plates, no registration on it. I have an open title from the guy I bought it from in Montana. And he says, you can't have that car there. I could cite you with a $75 violation. And I said, for what? He says, because it's not registered and it's not licensed. I said, it's on private property in my driveway. He says, well, if it was in your garage, it'd be okay. He says, then he walks around to the front of my house and he pulls the for rent sign out of the property, out of the ground, and throws it, and he said, you can't have this on here either. I said, that's the landlord's. He says, well, I'm going to call your landlord because this is on city property. Between the sidewalk and the street is city property. He says, that's a $50
violation. So this is a code enforcement
code enforcement man. Yeah.
Now, you know he's got an M16 in the back of his car.
Probably.
No, he does, yeah.
And then he walked up to the porch, and there's no railings on five stairs going to the front door to my porch, and he said, this is. I have to get building code out here because this is a violation. You have no railings on your porch. And I looked at him and I said, is this the Gestapo? I said, you're part of the New World Order, buddy. You need to get informed. I said, let me give you a video because I make copies of your 9/11 and the other tapes I bought from you. And he says, I don't want anything. I said, he says, let me guess, you're not going to vote. I said, you're darn right I'm not going to vote because I'm not going to choose between Mickey Mouse A and B because we're all corrupt, part of the New World Order. He says, well, then you don't have a right to voice your opinion. I said, yes, I do.
Oh, so now if you don't vote, you don't have any freedom. So.
Right, that's what he told me. He says, I have no right. He says, you don't have a right to talk about the people in the service. And I said, I was in the Air Force for 6 years. Don't tell me about serving my country.
So I guess if black slaves couldn't vote, they should never be considered as human beings then.
Yeah, it's disgusting, Alex. What do you think about this guy doing this?
That's just a classic punk, and he's going to love the power, and it's only going to get worse, brother.
Yeah, and the lady that was with him apologized as he walked away. She said, he's new on the job. He's kind of going by the book. I said, yeah, he sure is. And you didn't do anything to stand in there to stop him. She said, sir, it's a village violation. I said, since when? And I just talked to my sister the other day. She lives two towns over, Alex. They told me that she said there's a violation. If you hang laundry in that town or hang towels over your banister after your kids swim, you you could get $50 fine because it's not.
Well, it's like the New York cops took out ads saying, "We apologize. We've been ordered to squeeze you. We've been ordered to arrest pregnant women if they stop on the curb for a second to breathe. We've been ordered if you own your own business and stand outside for more than 30 seconds, you're given loitering tickets." People who own their own barbershops. "We apologize. We've been ordered to do it." Well, that doesn't cut it. You don't apologize to us. You stop it. Okay? And listen to me, folks. This is, look, it's like the article out of The Independent, the new law they're passing in England, where if you step on a slug, beetle, bug, worm, cockroach, this is all on prisonplanet.com right now, folks, Main Street News, you're given 1 year in jail or a 20,000-pound fine. That's $40,000.
Unbelievable.
Excuse me, I have to dig the article out. I think it was more than 1 year in jail. I'm sorry. I'm going from memory here. It was more than 1 year. But
well, Alex, let me tell you, too, the road construction out here on the tollways out here in the Chicago area, they now have signs that flash, and they're digital signs. You know, they have those things that are they're ran by generators. And it says, if you're caught speeding in the construction zone, and it states right on there, 14 years in jail, $2,000 fine. And it flashes, 14 years in jail, $2,000 fine. And it flashes.
But see, that's how it began. See, it's, some of our workers are getting killed, double fines. Yeah, that's reasonable. 14 years in jail. And then now they can just lie if they don't like you and claim that, with the transponder you have to have for the toll road picked up that you went between point A and point B too quick. You were speeding. 14 years in jail. Listen, these Amber Alert things that were for children, I remember the federal plan in 97, they're now flashing, report illegal guns, report child abuse, report. And now I've been told by local radio stations, they're being told that the government's going to take up to an hour a week to start with, break in whenever they want with special announcements. I mean, I told everybody this. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Thanks, Alex.
Kwame in Missouri. Kwame, go ahead. Hello, Kwame.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, do me a favor and turn your radio off.
Okay.
Oh, boy, put him on hold. Oh, boy, I'm going to have to, if it's not off in a second, I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay.
Is the radio off?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to talk about was just the issues that, people, because I am actively aware of this whole situation, and we had it before the war, Illuminati, and the fraud of the Federal Bank, you know, through people like David Icke, et cetera.
Mm.
And my biggest problem is getting people to believe this.
Your biggest problem is you're on a cordless phone away from the jack.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No, really can't.
Yeah, this is the thing, because I think this is the most serious problem facing the world right now. And people, you know, it's just frustrating. I mean, like you said, making copies of your tapes and all that, I have all of them.
Well, thank you.
I've made copies. I've given them out freely, you know, out of my own pocket.
Good.
I buy CDs and make copies and give it out, and people, you know, I mean, I've had, when the war started, I brought up the issue to a lot of people, and this is like a typical answer. People say, we should just go over there and make 9 new states out of those Middle Eastern countries. You know, they're just not getting that.
Yeah, it's an evil imperial mindset of, let's kill all of them, let's torture them, let's break it up and turn it into the 51st state. Yeah. Well, hey, they're using depleted uranium. It hurts our troops, too. Shut up, commie. Well, actually, I'm not the commie. Your lord, Bush, is. He wants open borders. Shut up. And then the torture comes out, and they go, well, that's not true. There's no torture. And I go, a month ago, you were saying torture was good. But, sir, listen to me. Maybe in your area they're not listening to you. All I run into is people waking up, okay, on my own show, on other shows, on the street. And people that don't listen to you now, they're going to listen later when they get abused by the government.
Well, this is the point I was going to make, that increasingly that I've been coming into contact with people that are believing, that are waking up, like you said. And, it's about to change. Everything is about to change. But for the people who don't comprehend, you know, I know they can go to your site and get this information, but if you could just paint a picture of, you know, what exactly is going to happen, like, towards the election, after the election, and because they're getting desperate now. And I really believe that something bad is going to happen. They already talk about stopping the election. I think it's going to be a holocaust.
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever think you'd hear, we may have to cancel the election, where the CIA is going to run everything and control the whole government and have its own funding outside Congress, but that won't stop attacks. They're going to get bigger. Chairman Keene, you're such a genius, Chairman Keene. How are the Bin Ladens doing, Chairman Keene? You know, well, they're doing quite fine. You know, it's just, I can't handle this anymore. And it's just so disgusting what they're doing. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to do stuff before the election, after the election. I just know this. If we expose who's behind the terrorism, and then the people won't go along with their plans, that is the number one thing we got to do, my friend.
Expose who's behind the terrorism.
Yes, that, you see, if we expose, again,
right.
5 years ago in New York, somebody was going around with a ball-peen hammer at night, knocking out hundreds of windows on cars. And then the police caught the owner of a windshield repair shop doing it. Okay, that's what the government did with 9/11.
Right.
And it's real simple. They're knocking out the windows, so we go to them to be their slaves. And if people don't figure that out real quick, it's over, folks. But Kwame, I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad you called. Keep making copies of the videos, and chin up, my friend. You know, we're in this thing one way or the other, so we might as well fight it and go all the way, and I think we got a good chance of whipping them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Stay in the game, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
You know, I always get started a little slow getting to all your calls, but we'll just blitz through them quickly starting in the next hour. I'm told that Stacy in Illinois has the clip, has the video of Mr. Kerry saying we will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations, but Fox News and CNN and everybody else in the transcript edited it. We're watching the video right now online, and you're going to see if that was edited. But the caller says she has it. We'll go to her in just a second, and then we'll go to Jeff and Travis and Tom and Paul and others. But first, Stacy. Before I do that, you've heard a lot of talk about my videos in the last 50-some minutes, and I hope you'll visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the preeminent films on 9/11, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and The Masters of Terror. Both those expose 9/11 and the history of government-sponsored terror. I've made 10 films. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 titles I've produced. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, a $24 discount when you get four tapes, and so on. And we've got George Humphrey's new 9/11 film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Eric Hufschmidt's powerful video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions, in his book, Painful Questions. It's so important to expose 9/11 because that's what all their lies and this police state takeover hinges on. Toll-free number to get the films or books on tape or T-shirts or any of the materials we have to offer is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our safe, secure online shopping cart. Please take action. Believe me, the terrorists are taking action. We need to counter them. The killers are moving and moving fast. We've got to fight them. Stop the killers. Stacy in Illinois, you say you saw it last night and you got the clip.
Hi, Alex. Yes, I did. I watched it last night, and I made a tape of it, and I have a great home theater system, and it's dubbed up and ready to go, and I can play the clip for you right now, and you'll hear it loud and clear.
Quickly, what did you think when he said this?
Well, you know, at the time, I have to be honest, I wasn't paying really close attention. I kind of listened more closely for periods in and out of it, and so I actually missed that part of it when he said it. But I went back and watched it again this morning, and it was quite shocking because it didn't seem like a mistake at the moment he said it.
Now, Bush in two press conferences, and we've aired the clips here, has said, these are staged press conferences. You should have given me this question beforehand. You know the rules. Fox, CNN, ABC, they will edit that. Then the British don't edit that. The Germans don't edit that. We go grab the clips, and we play the video on TV locally and show it. Why do they keep editing this if these things are just slips? Go ahead and play it for us.
Okay, here we go.
Here's Lord Kerry.
Veto over our national security, and I will build a stronger military. We will add 40,000 active duty troops, not in Iraq, but to strengthen American forces that are now overstretched, overextended, and under pressure. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations, anti-terrorist operations, and we will provide our troops with the newest weapons and technology to save their lives and win the battle. And we will end the backdoor draft of the National Guard and Reserve.
Okay, so what do you think of that, Stacy?
Well, it didn't, like I said, it didn't seem unintentional when I watched it. He caught his error a few seconds after. You see the reaction across his face. He kind of goes, whoops, and he realizes what he says, and then he says, anti-terrorism, but he said terrorist acts very clearly.
I tell you what, cue that back up again. I want to play that when we come out of break. We're getting it right now, too, folks. If they haven't edited it on the major news site we're getting it from, because watching TV this morning and the emails I got that others saw, they have edited it for television. Why did they edit it? It's just a slip. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour.